And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations on what I thought was a great effort last week against a Central City team who came in ranked in the top 10 by many publications. Boy, you went toe-to-toe with them. I know that the outcome probably not what you wanted on the scoreboard, obviously, but I'm sure you were proud of the effort and the fight that your kids showed on Friday.
Yeah, I thought our kids came out and played really well. We competed every down, and that's what we want to do every time. And I just thought, overall, our kids played really, really hard, and that's what really kept us in the game.
It's hard to believe that we're at the end of the regular season now this week, but as we come to the end of the regular season, just kind of compare Broken Bow with week one to now and the improvement that you have seen from this football team.
Yeah, I mean, we've made tremendous strides. We've been in every game, had a chance except for one game. That was against Cozad. But overall, I thought through the season we've showed great growth. Our young kids have really showed a lot of growth through the year. We play a lot of sophomores, and sometimes we play a freshman or two. And I think they've gotten better at their respective positions and what they do, and they've learned and really tried to compete every week. So I'm just proud of what their effort is so far, and we really want to come out and show that same effort and determination and compete again.
I know, or I'm sure as a coach, when you go through a season, sometimes you maybe see a surprise. You go, wow, you know what, that I'm kind of surprised about that. That kid really has improved, and I don't know if I saw that coming. Have you seen some surprises from this group, Carly, as you've coached them this year?
Yeah, I've seen I'll talk about one of our seniors. Maybe two of them have showed a lot of growth from Jay Bumgarner and Braxton Johnson. Those two, they've never been a starter. They're seniors, and the way they grew up on the field, you know, as a football player, and also mentally as a person, as a young man. Those two really grew up and really embraced what we were doing and were coachable and wanted to learn. So those guys have done a great job. You know, some of our young kids have really grown and gotten a lot better each week. You know, we play a lot of sophomores. Zach Jackson, he's growing each week and gets better at quarterback. You know, there's a lot of expectations on him and at quarterback, and everybody has their eyes on him, and he's done a really good job, and he continues to get better. Aiden Clark, he's another sophomore that's gotten better from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So, I could probably talk a lot about all of our kids in that way, but those are some that just come to the top of my head.
Obviously, we know that Broken Bow wants to run the football, but the last couple of weeks, Carly, you've made some plays in the passing game. Talk about that aspect of the offense and how that's kind of maybe come together for you as the seasons went along.
Yeah, I think we got kids in the position. Dom Novak, he's really gotten good at his position. He's become a big target for us. You know, early in the year, he's playing quarterback, but now we've moved him out there, and he's really embraced that position and done a really good job. And he's a smart kid, too. When he's out there, he can come to the sideline, and he really helps out and tells what's open and what he can beat his guy on and what he's seeing. So he does a really good job. And then our other kids, Aiden Markins, made some plays in the passing game, and Zach's throwing some really good balls. It's really helped us out and really helped move the ball. So it's just something we work on every week. We do the same pass concepts every week and practice them. And those guys have done a really good job with it.
You've mentioned a couple of your seniors already, Carly, but as we come to the final game of the regular season, just talk about your senior class as a whole and what they've meant to not just the team this year, but to the program as a whole and the leadership that they have shown.
You know, they've all done a really good job. Cal, he comes to my mind because he's been a four-year starter for us, played both sides of the ball, and we've missed him the last 2 weeks, but he's got one game left, and he's meant a lot to our program and to the coaches. And then you have Jay and Braxton Johnson and And, you know, we had those guys, Will Moniger, we missed him. He was a starter. Angel Loya, don't want to miss anybody, but all those kids, they've done a really good job. They've embraced what we've got going on and stuck with it and for 4 years, and that always means a lot to us as coaches, and that they stick with it and they continue to work and show up every day. And that's just a sign of becoming a mature young man and being a part of something.
Let's talk about your opponent this week. You take on Gothenburg, kind of a rivalry type game, big game, lot to play for this week, Carly. Just talk about your preparation against Gothenburg and what'll be the keys.
Yeah, we talked about it, our kids, and this is a big game for us. We think just to show the growth and the maturity that you come out and compete every week. They're a good ball club, similar to us. They've had some ups and downs. They got a good running back, good quarterback. We got a similar type offensive line. They're going to try to run the ball on us. The last 2 years, they've thrown a lot, but then when they come to us, they ran the ball. So we've had a focus on stopping the run and playing good defense. Then offensively, they've given us some fits. They like to blitz a lot, and so we practice that and try to prepare our kids, and we'll just go out and compete.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate the time that you give us each and every season. Thanks for visiting us with us through the year this year, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.